53 werewolves just took over London right here.
Playing right back. Chiefs on three. One, two, three. Chiefs!
At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through mile high or deep into the black hole,
10-5 touchdown! Gets him again.
It always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Chiefs Rewind from historic Wembley Stadium in London. The Chiefs make their own history, B.J. Kissel, because they tie the most points ever scored in the International Series, and they're the first AFC West team to win here. It looked like shades of 2013, special teams, turnovers, and Alex Smith thought he was back at Utah.
It was shades of 2004, Alex Smith back at Utah, the way that he was running the football early in that game. Finished with 78 yards on five carries, but the 49-yard scamper, I mean, as soon as he left the pocket, it looked like he was going to go 10 or 15 yards, but put on the afterburners, went 49 yards down the field. A couple plays later, ran it in from 12 yards. He looked like the Alex Smith of the Utah Utes. You're exactly right.
He was running away from people. He was running away from linebackers and DBs when he took off on that 49-yarder. It was the most yards rushed for by a Chiefs quarterback in the history of this franchise going back to 1960. Now let's pick up the second part of the 2013 revisit, and that was takeaways.
Yep.
This is now 2 weeks in a row, plus three last week. This week, six sacks, but the two interceptions, what'd you see there?
I saw a lot, and those two interceptions ended up with 10 points, and that ended up being a difference. We knew coming into this game, the Lions led the NFL in giveaways. They turned it over 18 times coming in. You knew Matt Stafford was going to give you a couple opportunities, but I love the team defense aspect of both those interceptions. The Sean Smith interception, that was Tom Ali getting the move that he put on the left tackle to get free, to cause the pressure, cause Stafford to move his feet, throw it off balance, which allowed Sean Smith to pick that off. And the other one, a deflected pass, Ron Parker deflecting it up into the air and letting his teammate come and pick it off, and Justin Houston. It was just an amazing set of plays that really turned the game in the Chiefs' favor.
Might have been Sean Smith's best game. His play on Megatron on the fly pattern on Calvin Johnson to knock it down was big-time Pro Bowl play. Before we go to studio, I want to ask you, though, about if there is one thing that has turned this season around, it has been third down conversions. We talked about it. The first five games of the year was abysmal. Let's be honest. They were last in the league. 7 out of 11 in this game. What's the difference in these third down conversions?
I think it's just executing on the first couple of downs and putting themselves in situation to be pretty good. And when you control the line of scrimmage and you run the ball like they have the last couple of weeks, 110 yards last week from Sharkhandrick West, 97 yards plus all the rushes from Alex Smith and escaping the pocket, you're going to be good on third down. Travis Kelce also had a lot to do with that. He's pretty good.
Again, Denver, Oakland, and San Diego all came to London. They all lost. The Chiefs get the first win for the AFC West. Let's go back to the studio and get some reaction from insider Pete Sweeney and also former Chief Danon Hughes.
Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios in Kansas City after the 45-10 win for the Chiefs. We're going to go to London to see what happened in this game. Remember, this is a home game for the Chiefs, so you're going to see the Chiefs Kingdom flags waving. But, Danon, the Chiefs haven't opened up a game with a touchdown yet this season.
Absolutely, Pete. The recipe for all teams is to start fast and finish strong, and the Chiefs did that coming out, getting a nice play from Alex Smith to Travis Kelce to keep things going. And then it's about the speed for DeAnthony Thomas, utilizing that on the outside. Great blocks downfield by our tight ends opened up the door for the score.
So fast in 7-3 Chiefs early. Then the defense steps up. You see Ron Parker sack Matt Stafford right here. And then a beautiful play by Hussein Abdullah and a pass intended for Amir Abdullah. And then a sack for Derek Johnson. And so the Chiefs' offense would have a chance to turn it on as well. And Alex Smith showing some shades of Steve Bono right here.
Absolutely. Alex Smith, one of his huge assets is his legs. He's a very smart quarterback, but underestimated in his speed in the open field. Makes the Lions pay a big 49-yard gain. And then later in this drive, he gets a little bit antsy in the pocket, squirts out for 12 yards, a touchdown, Chiefs second of the day.
That would make it 14-3 Chiefs. And look at what he does right here. He feels the pocket closing, able to score the touchdown 14-3. And then the Lions offense would begin to implode a little bit. Matt Stafford tries for the pass right here. Picked off by Sean Smith, cradles the ball. The Chiefs would add a field goal off of that. And then Matt Stafford later on in the game. Tries for another pass right here. And Justin Houston's known for sacks, but guess what? He can also catch an interception as well.
Well, we've seen this multiple times in the last couple of weeks. Right place, right time. And it's just Justin Houston's opportunity. And then Alex Smith makes them pay offensively with the quick pass to DeAnthony Thomas and gets inside the 30-yard line.
That would put the Chiefs at the 8-yard line. And Charcandrick West, off that week from last week, finishes it off. Second career touchdown, makes it 24-3 Chiefs. Headed into the second half, and in the second half, the Chiefs keep the pressure on.
Absolutely. Foot on the gas pedal. Alex Smith takes a huge hit, but delivers to Travis Kelce. Nice job with Kelce in the open field. Gets the ball inside the 2-yard line. Go back to him right away with the notice bubble screen. Unconventional to a tight end bubble screen to the short side of the field. The Chiefs made it work.
It's 31-3. You know that the Lions are going to be passing Justin Houston. They say Sac City's Kansas City, but apparently they can go to London. A sack right there, and then Tom Bahali and Justin Houston combined for. That's right. 6 sacks on the day for the Chiefs, and then they finished the job with Jeremy Maclin.
Jeremy Maclin was sorely missed last week. We were still able to escape with the win, but this is a perfect route, just a seam route, mismatch with a linebacker. And how about this throw, Pete? Perfectly placed over the head of the linebacker into the hands of Jeremy Maclin. That's a nice job in the fourth quarter.
The Chiefs would add a touchdown with Spencer Ware and another touchdown for the Lions, but a 45-10 finish. 45 points, as Mitch said, is the most ever in an international series game, tying the Patriots in 2012. And 45 points is awesome heading into the bye.
Absolutely. You want to have some momentum going into the bye. You want to have something to build on. And how about this? This performance, 6 touchdowns, 6 extra points, 6 sacks, a great job on special teams with Nile Davis and DeAnthony Thomas, a complete game all around. The Chiefs did an excellent job coming away with the win.
Right now, let's check into a very happy Chiefs locker room.
But now you have the bye, you're 3-5, and you're 2 in a row, and you got a second half of the season to get it going.
Oh, yeah, I think we're getting it going at the right time, man. It's all about timing and precision, so as long as we can get the ball rolling and keep this thing going up the bye week, I think we'd be in pretty good shape.
One thing about us, we don't tend to worry about our record or what's going on. Every week is 0-0. We're trying to be 1-0 for the week, and that was our mentality coming to this week. So we got a bye week, hopefully we get healthy, rest a little bit, and we come back, we'll see what happens. Look, this is by far the best stadium I've ever played in my life. I mean, from top to bottom, I mean, it was amazing. You had red fire coming out of one side, and I had a little light show going on. I mean, I love it.
I just think we're playing as a team. It's not just defense, but offense, special teams, and defense. When you get all three phases on the same page, it'll come together, and that's what's going on right now. It's just a great team performance. That's something Coach Reed preach about all week long. It starts up front, so anytime our line can play good, it helps us out. It gives us a great chance to win the game.
So many people did so much work to make this trip happen to London, but now they can go home and go into a bye week with a 45-10 win over the Lions. You saw how excited the locker room is. We come back, we'll check in with a guy that made this trip happen, Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs, as Chiefs Rewind continues after this.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, Taste, It Matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
Down 11, though, after the loss of 1. Alex Smith, the throw over the middle. He wants back. Chiefs with an onslaught.
I saw you smiling here a minute ago.
Yeah, listen, I'm proud of the guys. I mean, this is a long, long home game, long trip for a home game. But the people over here were phenomenal. We had a ton of fans over here, which was great. The hospitality by the people that took care of us on the airplane and at the hotel was unbelievable. So, but most of all, listen, our guys came over in the right frame of mind to play what I thought was a good football team. I mean, Jim Caldwell is a good coach, and he does have some talent on that team. We were able to kind of get up on them early, and they had a hard time recovering after that.
So your quarterback did a great job of running with the football. You have any plans to put more plays in for him?
Yeah, those actually weren't plays for him to run, but they were playing a soft shell coverage, two safeties deep, and their linebackers were getting depth. So we had routes that were down the field, and they were trying to carry him, which allowed him to be able to get through the line and have some room there to work. Yeah, well, we go back. Coaches will work a couple days in there, go back through and do our self-scouting. Players, I told them they could have we'll meet tomorrow, and then they have the rest of the week off. They'll handle it right. We've done that in the past, and they've handled it right. So I've got a good bunch there, and a lot of trust in them that they'll take care of business.
So much needed bye week for the Chiefs, but you heard Andy Reid earlier in that conversation. Alex Smith is so good, and he's really proved today that he's a dual threat.
Absolutely. Alex Smith, a huge asset with his legs. He throws the ball well downfield, but he makes smart decisions. And to me, this game was about smart decisions. At times, although the play is drawn up to go different progression, you have to improvise. And when you have the speed and athleticism, as Alex Smith does, you can make these big type of plays downfield. Now here, he's going to take a big hit in the chops, but he's still able to deliver the ball downfield and get it to Travis Kelce. To me, that's where his confidence is starting to rise, in part because he runs the ball well, he's throwing the ball well, and when you can place the ball with accuracy over the top of a linebacker in front of a safety, that means you're really working at that point and doing a phenomenal job at it.
18 for 26 for 145 yards through the air, two touchdowns, five carries for 78 yards rushing, and one touchdown, 27.6 points, makes Alex Smith our DraftKings Performer of the Game. Remember, our Performer of the Game is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Go to DraftKings.com and use the promo code Chiefs to play for free today. When we come back, we have Alex Smith with Mitch and BJ outside in Wembley Stadium. Stay with us.
Shotgun snap, Alex Smith. Pop, there rolls left, 10-yard line, inside the 5, Alex Smith, angles left, touchdown! Kansas City, the 7th rushing touchdown in Alex Smith's career.
Welcome back to London here at Wembley Stadium. With us is quarterback Alex Smith, 78 yards rushing, including a 49-yarder, back at Helix High School.
Yeah, I wish. they're a little bigger, a little faster. And it kind of makes you run faster. You know, you run away from those guys.
Yeah. Well, what about the running game and how it opened up for you? And really the offense as a whole and a fifth offensive line group in 8 weeks.
I thought the guys up front, deserved the game ball for sure. I mean, those guys setting the tone for us. Protection all night, I thought was outstanding. And that was the strength of their defense, was their D-line. We set it all week to those guys. Those guys were going to have their hands full. And really started it off for us. And it was so important to keep balance, to get Sharkhandrick going, to make the plays like we did in the run game. You sprinkle in DeAnthony and some of those other guys. And then in the pass game, I thought those guys up front doing such a good job, allowing us to make plays downfield. And then a couple of times, step up and some pretty big running lanes.
One of the things that you often talk about in finding success offensively is third down. The last couple of weeks, you've seen the success on third down.
Yeah.
What do you think the main reason for the all of a sudden success in that part of it is?
Yeah, I've probably a couple of things. One, it starts with the game plan. Coaches putting a good plan together for us, putting those in those situations. And then the guys... all week, right? It's learning it, staying on it, knowing all the different looks, knowing all the what ifs. You only have so many reps in practice, so a lot of it you're doing mentally. You're talking through, and then you're going out there and executing it. So that's the name of the game in football. There's so much. Everybody has a hand at stake, coaches and players, and it takes both to do it well.
Final question, Alex, and it deals with this trip, the logistics. It takes so much.
Yeah,
you've done this before, coming out later.
Yeah,
you've got me. How did this work?
Yeah, I thought the planning it was outstanding, from a logistics standpoint. I thought that this was a great trip. We had two really good days back in Kansas City. I took the red eye out. We had a good day Friday. Obviously, guys were tired, but guys dealt with it, fought through it, stayed focused. We had a couple hours to go get some sightseeing in, but it kept the focus on the game. And these are regular season games. This is a big deal, and obviously come over and very, very serious. So. I thought it was good. You don't want to totally compare, but certainly last time we came up for the whole week, it was easy to be distracted. You're over here, there's a lot of distractions, there's a lot to take in. It's easy to let it get away from you.
So a great day for Alex Smith, a great day for this Chiefs offense, 45 points. But you can't forget about the defense. They only allowed 10 points, and that led to the victory.
Absolutely, and you consider a lot of the time, at least most of the points were set up because the defense stepped up. And the way they stepped up, Pete, is because they had constant pressure in Matthew Stafford all throughout the game. Consistently throughout the game, they came from pressure from the outside, from the safeties, with twist stunts up front. They mixed up the defense extremely well and kept the Lions off kilter.
What could that much pressure do to a quarterback's psyche?
Well, what it does is that it makes you question whether you're in the right play, whether you're going through the right progression, and it doesn't allow you to be an athlete. It doesn't allow you to be fluid in the game, and you start questioning the game plan. So we've seen that here with Alex Smith getting hit throughout multiple times in games, but it was essential today that against the type of team that has Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford and Golden Tate and playmakers that you get pressure on them, and the Chiefs defense stepped up.
All right, Dana, well, right now we're going to go back to London where Mitch and BJ with running back Sher Kendrick West.
Welcome back here to London. So many families now want to name their kids Sher Kendrick.
Hey, I wouldn't do it.
I would. Terrific effort here. Let's talk about the team effort involved here to win 45-10 of the Lions in London.
Oh, man, the team came out and played great today. We came out, I mean, we had some curveball through us, but it's just traveling, but we hit them out the park today.
There's a lot being made throughout this week of coming over later than the Lions did. How did your guys' body feel? I mean, it seemed like you guys went out there and played with a lot of energy. Just how were you feeling before the game?
We felt great, man. I mean, we came here, got some rest. I think, like I said earlier in the week, it was important that we got to sleep in our own beds and just keep it like a normal week as much as possible. So, I mean, I think that was a great choice.
It seemed to work out.
Yeah, it worked out good.
97 yards rushing, almost 100, but you had to really work to get ahead of the quarterback in rushing yards. He had for 49.
Man, that's what I said. Alex, what's going on, bro? What you doing? But Alex did a great job. Man, first off, the offensive line did a great job today. And Alex, I mean, he did an outstanding job, too. But, I mean, you got to credit the receivers on the outside blocking, too. It's just team effort today. It was great.
Hit four different guys get in the end zone with rushing touchdowns. Just, is that a matter of just everybody stepping up, making a play, offensive line? Just what went into all that?
Man, first off, the offensive line did a great job. I mean, then the guys on the outside blocking on the perimeter and just guys getting the ball in the hands. I mean, we all credit to the offensive line.
I saw one particular play in which Alex scrambled where you were making the block on the outside to let him do that. What was that like?
I mean, this is a family, man. You protect your family. So, I mean, whatever we got to do to win, we're going to help each other.
I saw him jack a guy in pass protection. The helmet came off. You're like, Jamal would have been proud.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of his little brother.
Jamal just texted me and said he's proud of him, man. And that means the world to me to get a text from a guy like that. I mean, Jamal is known worldwide. I mean, so that's a great feeling.
Final question, and it deals with building. So what would you do could you build off the Pittsburgh win? How about building off this win going into the bye week in Denver?
I mean, it's a great win. We needed the momentum going into our bye week, going back to the division games. I mean, we're going to keep working. We've been having great practices. I mean, great team bonding. I mean, we just going to keep building and get this thing back on track.
Sher Kendrick West is having fun, and why not? The offense had a great day, so did the defense. But you can't also forget about the special teams.
Yeah, special teams, the third phase of the game is always kind of misunderstood or overlooked, but they stepped up, and they stepped up initially to get things going for the Chiefs.
You see this right here from Nile Davis, probably his best return of the season, I would say.
Absolutely. And what you're seeing in special teams, particularly in the return game, Pete, is your biggest plays usually come after the initial contact. And that's what we saw with Nile Davis. And now with this play here with DeAnthony Thomas, gets hit initially, bounces off, continues down the field, gets a lot of extra effort from his players and his teammates, and that equates to the big type of return. So those are things that keep the momentum on your side and can catapult you to victory.
So awesome to see the Chiefs clicking on all three phases. Well, right now, Danon, we're going to close things in the studio, but when we come back, Mitch and BJ close it out from London. Don't go anywhere.
Chiefs Rewind is brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, Live Fearless, the Kansas City Steak Company, Taste, It Matters, and by Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally.
Here on Chiefs Rewind, we like to show you some of the lost plays that lead to wins. You thought Abdullah had a couple.
I did, and a lot's going to be made of the offense in this game, but that play that Hussein Abdullah made on the second offensive drive for the Lions, third and short, empty backfield, they spread him out, tried to go to Amir Abdullah in the flat. Abdullah came flying through, batted the pass down. After that, they shut the Lions offense down. It was really the difference to me.
complimentary football, two picks, five sacks, and the special teams were great. Now they can build off this as they win in London over the Lions 45-10. For BJ Kissel, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Thanks for joining us on this UK edition of Chiefs Rewind.